welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
So this morning, we're going to talk about family, and specifically this family. Huzzah. Somebody's excited. Us as a family, a Shofar Christian Church, especially Pretoria. And I was praying about it this week and thinking about it and reading up and so on. And what is interesting is all of us wants to be loved. All of us wants to be in a relationship. Does anybody like to be on their own permanently? Not to have friends, not to have family? Nobody. Yes, okay, I'm right. But it's amazing, and that's the way God created us. God is a God of love. He created Adam. Why? To have a relationship with him. And then Adam was a bit lonely still, so he created Eve to have a relationship, to be loved, to be together, to enjoy things together. And for me, that is family. You know, in this week as well, I got an email from somebody, a very good friend, and I got a bit irritated and frustrated with it. And the thought popped up, yeah, but you can't choose your family. That was so cool for me, because this is a friend in church, but I see him as family. I actually said to myself, yes, but you can't choose family. And I didn't think about it. It was just automatically, but he's family. I can't choose him. And so the next question is, how did he become part of my family? Why do I see him as family and not just a friend, not just as somebody that I know? And yeah, I told Meryl I'm going to use her as an example as well. But it's like Meryl and Meow and Philip and Chris and Sarah Ann. You know, that's people that I met in church that I've known for 6+ years. You know, Chris was the first guy to join the first cell group that I led. And he was a bit of a challenge to me. Because here he comes in, full beard, with khaki socks, khaki shoes, khaki trousers, everything khaki, and he's sharing that he's a metalhead. I can't really fit the two together, and I really tried with Chris to relate, you know, he's my soul, I want to build a relationship with this guy, but how do I build relationship with that? We have none of the same interests, you know? And it's amazing to see now, 9 years about later, I see him as family, you know? And what I realized is, you have a lot of friends. In this church, I have a lot of friends and people that's part of the bigger family, my bigger family. But really, the close people, there's a lot of people that's almost there that I've known for 5 or 6 years. But they become family for me when we've been through stuff together. I had to learn to accept Chris, and he had to learn to accept me, you know. And all of those names I've mentioned, except for Chris, I've seen them cry. They've seen me cry. You know, Chris doesn't cry. He wears khaki. There's no way. He's from Namibia. But we've been through a lot of stuff together. And that's how I know if something bad happens in my life. I know, Meryl and Meow, if I, for some reason, lose all my money and I have to sit in the street. She actually invited us now already to come and live with them when we sell our house. Any of them would invite us in. They would make themselves uncomfortable by having us in the house. They would give us money. And the same with us to them. You know, that is family. You don't, if it goes bad with you, it will go bad with me. If it's If you're excited, if you're happy, I'm excited. I'm happy. Because I love you. Because I care for you. Okay. This is a nice message. You can smile. And if we look at Galatians 6, verse 15, it says there, "For neither is circumcision of any importance, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation." And that speaks of us being born again, us accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. And then we are a new creation, we are born again. And like with any baby, if a baby is born and left on its own, it will die. You agree? Okay. And the same for us. When we are born again, we need to come into a family so that we can be looked after, so that we can be cared for, so that we can be discipled, so that we can grow. Okay. And it's the same for people that get added to the church from other churches. If you come into Shofar Christian Church or any other church, you're basically adopted because you're already born again, you're already saved, and then you come to us and you become part of the family. Like all of us were adopted into God's family. Jesus say we are co-heirs with Christ. When we're born, we weren't co-heirs. Only when we got saved, when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, were we co-heirs with Christ. We were adopted into that family. And the same with people coming into this church. You know, you come from a different family. There's nothing wrong with the family. But we have different moral values. Hopefully not that different than other churches. But you need to come in and allow us to share with you who we are, what do we stand for, why do we do stuff like that? You know, what is our vision, what is our goal, what is our character traits, what makes us unique and weird, you know? But that is family. You always have someone that's a bit interesting. Like for me, that was Chris, and I can use him as an example because he knows I love him. So that's fine, he won't mind. But in a family, you will always have people that's a bit difficult, you know, that rubs you the wrong way. And God says that builds character. He gives us that people in our family. And that's why we need to be part of the family. If you don't see yourself as part of the family, if it's just a bunch of friends with common interests and one of them rubs you the wrong way, you just leave. But in a family, you can't really leave. You're stuck with your brother. I love my brother, so that's fine. Even if you look at the second commandment, first commandment says, love the Lord God with all your heart, with everything. Second commandment, love your neighbor as you love yourself. No, God created us to love our neighbor. God, that person sitting next to you, that's your family. Congratulations. Some are happy, some are sad. Wait it out. They will grow on you. Okay. So this morning, I want us to make it a bit practical. I want us to turn into groups of three or four. Yeah, let's do that quickly. Just turn into groups of three or four. Okay, so now everybody has their smaller family in the family. Okay. So firstly, I would like you to introduce yourself. Just say who you are and what do you do. Okay. Then I want you to answer the question, if we can have the next slide, please. Why are you here this morning? Now you can go, I'm not going to interpret that for you. Answer the question any way you like. Okay. Then the next question. If we we can have the next slide, please. What do you love or like about this family? Even if it's your first time here, there must be something, hopefully, that is positive, that stands out. Okay. Ellie, what do you love about this family?
Oh, yes. The really weird people that are actually weirder than me. Well, not really, but yeah.
Okay, there's a couple of those.
I've never experienced a church where everyone is so committed to grow themselves in Christ and help one another grow in Christ.
I love the people and I love the hugs.
Awesome. Okay, so how do you enter this family? How do you become part of this family? I was thinking of, it's like camping. You and your best buddy, me and Chris, beginning of the year, we took our motorbikes, put a tent on it, and we just went to Dahlstrom. No, where did we go? Heidelberg, there. We just looked for all the gravel roads. Didn't know where we were going to sleep. That's fine. And we just went. And we came to a camping spot there, and we pitched up there, and we're going to have a lekker braai with nothing. We have meat, we have coals, and that's it. And then there's two older couples next to us, and they, no. Hello, I'm on this and this. Don't you want to come and eat by us? And we're like, yo, we actually want to spend. And they said, Oxtel poikie. So we said, yes. You know, and we only stayed the night, and we had coffee, and they offered us drinks, and we had food, and it was so lekker being part of that family for the evening. And if we stayed longer, we probably would have eaten there every time, and slept there, and whatever. But they are a family, and we were only visiting. So it's awesome being part of that family, being close to that family, experience the joys and the fun, and if there were heartache. But we're still not part of that family. We're just visiting, you know. Even if we go there every night for a week, we're still not part of the family. We're just visiting. So how do we become part of Shofar or any other church? Well, for us, it starts off with cell. Cell is a small group on a Wednesday night, where we get together and we do what we did now. We just share who we are. We spoke about the sermon. We spoke about our lives. Or we speak about our lives. And we just share life. You know, that's what family is. So that's the first place where you meet people. Maybe you're going to meet somebody at the coffee. Please have coffee afterwards. We would like to get to know you. But you're not going to build a relationship with somebody seeing them every Sunday for 5 minutes. So that's why we have small groups. And it's so amazing for us, our small group, in the beginning, my wife and I are the leaders there. We were the only ones that invited people outside of cell. Listen, come and braai Friday evening. Come and braai Saturday. Come and do this. Let's go and do that. And now the cell is starting to take that ownership. They realize, no, we're a unit. We're a family. I'm doing my part. You know, and they're inviting us for stuff, for braais and stuff. And now it feels like a family. You know, in the beginning it was still a bit weird, still a bit strange. We made all the effort. But now it's really becoming a family. And another way is to serve. You know, we can always use more hands, but that's not the main purpose. Jesus was a servant. We needed help. We were going to not a very good place. And Jesus came to help us. You know, and we are called to be servants of God. We serve each other. We love each other. And when you serve, you meet other people. Like Andre he's on setup, is, you know, but he's serving with a student, with a young working guy, and he's married. So he's influencing people in his cell, he's building a family there, but also he's building a bigger family where he serves every second Sunday. And it's so amazing for me, I'm on the WhatsApp group of the setup guys, you know, and when Ross got engaged, that's one of the first places he posted it. And everybody immediately, woo! Everybody was excited for him. You know, he probably posted in his cell as well. And when Andre's brother, the one morning, yeah, his brother were in a mountain bike accident and maybe hurt his neck. And immediately he posted it, you know. So in 50 seconds, Andre has 50, 40 brothers and sisters who's praying for his brother. Immediately. You know, that's a family. Aren't that something that all of us want? Yes, I want that. I have that. That's fun. I know so many people here. It's like when we moved, we're almost going to move again. So this is an advertisement for that. But the previous time we moved, we just asked everybody, listen, if you want to come and help, please come and help. In the end, we made one trip. It would have cost us something just under 20,000 rand just to move from one house to another house in Pretoria. In the end, we had more than 50 cars there. I know Chris had other errands this morning. When he pitched up there with his trailer, there was nothing for him to put in it. Only, a bed that we borrowed from him. Family, it's awesome. But, you know, one trip. And then the best part is we came to a house, and I thought, okay, now, unpacking. That's going to take a while. No. Everybody stayed. They hang my curtain rails. They put up my mirrors. I was like, awesome. So what do? I buy stuff, and I buy for them. And so my entire house, our kitchen was packed out. Everything was done by the family. So amazing just to have that relationships. But that's, I want to say this morning, that's your choice. It's your choice to become part of the family. It's your choice to allow yourself to be loved by people. It's your choice to get involved. You know, if you're just going to sell every second Wednesday, that's the family you're going to have. You're going to have people that knows you, that wants to care for you, but it's not, or the relationship is going to take a long time to grow to where they're really family. You know, where if you're involved, if you're everywhere, if you invite people over, if you invite your cell guys over, you know, then you're going to build relationship quicker. You're going to be part of the family. You're going to do the second commandment. You're going to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But that comes only through time and spending time together. You know, you can love everybody in the world as much as you want, but you're only really going to feel for them when you know them. Okay, everybody's still smiling. Sorry, my hands are very cold. That's better. Okay. So if you come into the family, your baby, and for this example, please don't see it in a negative way. Talking about a baby is somebody new to the family. You know, you enter the family, you can be as old as you want, you can be a mature Christian as you want, but you're still new in the family. So for the purposes of this morning, I'm classifying you as a baby. Okay. And a baby is somebody that's new. A baby needs attention, and it needs care. A baby doesn't give a lot. It gives you nappies, but not a lot else. It doesn't contribute that much to the family. Do you agree? It cries and gets what it wants. It's awesome. Okay. So for somebody new, I want to welcome you in. I want to say, be a baby. It's fine. Come, allow us. Allow us to care for you. Allow us to get to know you. Allow us to disciple you. Allow us to walk a road with you. Okay, and then when you come into the church and after a year you're still a baby, then you must listen to my sermon this morning. Okay. Then next, you grow up a bit and you become a teenager. That's the fun part. You know, a teenager is part of the family, still needs a lot, still at school. I said, yeah, he's starting to contribute a bit. When I became a teenager, I started mowing the lawn. And for the first while, you had all those big white circles where the lawnmower's wheel dipped and all of that. And later on, I got it right, so the grass actually looked nice. But in the beginning, I'm starting to contribute, but not a lot yet. And it's more somebody must guide me and motivate me to do stuff. My dad sometimes, you know, he must motivate me to do stuff. And a teenager needs guidance. So I want to say to you, if you're at that place in the church at the moment, that's fine. Be there. It's part of becoming part of the family. It's fine being there. But just see where you are and allow yourself to be loved by people. Allow people to give you guidance. Allow people to challenge you a bit. You know, teenager starts to see the weaknesses in their parents. Okay, that's a weakness. And as a teenager, you think you know better. And therefore, you tell your dad or your mom what's wrong, which is always not the best thing because you don't know better. But, and that's fine. So if you're in church for 6 months to 2 years, somewhere there, you're going to start seeing our weaknesses. We're not perfect in any way. The guy sitting next to you, that's your family. That's Shofar Christian Church. Okay. And he or she is not perfect yet. Okay, we're going there one day when Jesus comes back. Then when you grow up a bit more, you become a grown-up. You know, you have a balanced life. You give a bit, you receive, you're semi-in control of your life. Yeah, you need some input, but you also give. But it's nice and measured, you know. Okay, now I'm not going to serve there. I'm not going to get involved there. No. And that's fine. That's great. Please be there. And then you become a parent. I have an awesome example for this. When we became parents, my wife is a registered nurse. So after about 6 months, she went back to working shifts in one military hospital. So then in the evening, I would have to give the bottle. So the kitchen was on the other side of the house. It was a long house. So I was sleeping. She's working night shift. And then Mika had this, Now that, is about a minute before she wakes up. If she wakes up, it's going to be an hour to put her back to sleep. So even if I'm out and I hear an my eyes aren't even open yet, but I'm running down the hall. Full speed, full tilt. You run, you grab the bottle out of the fridge, you throw it in the microwave. I know you're not supposed to use a microwave. It's bad for you. I don't care, 1 o'clock in the morning. So you throw it in there, 30 seconds, and then you run back. You stop at the door, you catch your breath, you open the door as softly as possible, open the mosquito curtains, and you pop the bottle in before eyes open. Because if eyes are open, you're going to be walking because you can't sit down with a baby. I don't know why. You have to walk for an hour, 1 o'clock in the morning. And then, yes, I made it. And you're standing there, adrenaline, heart pumping. Yes, I can go back to sleep. And that happens every 2 hours. So that's fun. So that's being a parent. A parent gives. A parent sacrifices. And a parent attend to others. Focus on other people, discipling other people's. And one of the, or I think the biggest goal for a parent is to raise up your children to be parents. Everything we're doing, Mika wants to do. And at this stage, she's still baby stage. So it takes her a lot longer and a huge, big mess than actually contributing. But she's starting to do it. And I want to teach her everything I know, so that she will be a better parent than I was. You know? So that's also part of being a parent in church, is to disciple others, not to think of what am I getting, where must I grow, but how can I grow other people? How can I invest in other people? Yes, I'm coming to church, but not just to hear what the preacher is saying or to have coffee and chat to my friend. Who can I talk to? Who needs help? Who needs prayer? Who can I connect with? Who can I meet? Who can I draw in? Who can I love? And then we have grandparents. I'm not there yet, but for this example, I said, they give everything for everybody. You know, if you talk to a grandparent, he just wants to share his wisdom with you. Doesn't matter who you are. He wants to give you advice. He wants to help you. And they tend to be quite wise. And they want to teach. And also one of the biggest functions is they direct the parents. You know, they play with Mika and look after Mika, but they give us advice to be better parents. And that for me is, if I have to sum up where we are in church, I'm sure you will find a place somewhere there where you are. And none of it is negative. It's just where you are at the moment. So I want us to turn into that groups again. And just quickly say, just go back to the slide, please, Christoph. Just quickly, honestly share where you are at this moment. If you're in a different church than us and you're visiting with your children or something like that, share where you are in that church at the moment. Okay, just groups of four again, please. Thanks. Okay. If you are here, okay. If you are here this morning and you struggled a bit to put yourself in any of those, there's a big chance that you are just that you are a visitor, and that's fine. We love having you here. But the same as with my camp example, you know, it's great visiting the family, this family. But please don't stay a visitor. We would love to have you as part of our family. We would love to love you, to get to know you, and to walk a road with you. And how do you become a member? By becoming a member. You know, if you want to know how to become a member, just ask your small group facilitator. We have Encounter 1, we have Encounter 2, that teaches or that shares who we are. What is our heart? Where are we going as a family? What is our values? What's our morals? You know, and why? Because we don't want people just to be, I'm a member, but you're not really part of the family. You don't understand where the family is going. So we have these basic seminars that just shares who we are. And we have some membership videos. And the guys in cell will share that with you. Okay. What is important to note is God is a God of covenant. God doesn't understand, now you serve me, now you don't. Oh, now you're serving me again. Oh, now you don't. God is a God of his word. When he says something, he sticks by it. And that's the truth. And the same for us. When we say we're part of this church, then we're part of this church. Or if you're in a different church, you know, and you need to be part of a family. If you're not part of a family, you're alone. You're missing out. Other people are missing out on the blessing that you are. So I want to encourage you, becoming a member, we have a membership form. Please become a member. If you know this is your family where you want to be, where God wants you to be. Become a member. Do not stay on the outskirts. Stay a visitor for however long. We really would love to have you. And it's going to be great for you as well, for your growth in Jesus. Okay. Then I also want to invite you to look at those and to challenge yourself a bit. Maybe share and sell with the guys. Listen, I see myself as a teenager, and I would love to be a grown-up. I would love to be a grandparent, but let's take it step by step. Please help me. Please give me advice. Please speak into my life. But again, that is your choice. You know, doesn't help I tell you, you must do this, you must do this. Because most of us will go the other way. But, yeah. So ask people around you to share into your life, to help you to grow. But first, be in a place where there are people around you. Okay? And then to end off with, the most important thing is to firstly become part of God's family. You know, each and every one of us needs to say, Jesus, I accept what you did for me on the cross. The band can please come up. We need to accept, Jesus, I accept that you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Savior. Because I want to have a relationship with God. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to be saved. I want to be reborn. I want to be part of the family. I want to be loved. I want to love others as God has created me for that purpose. Okay. So if we can all please stand. And we're going to end off with a song. But just before that, if you are here this morning and you do not have a relationship with God, you have not accepted Jesus Christ your Savior, and you want to be part of God's family, please come to me at the end of the worship, at the end of the song. I would love to pray with you. I would love to give you that opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then also, as a family, we would love to care for you this morning by whatever is your need. If you want to meet people and have coffee, please do so. There's a lot of people that's going to chat with you. If you have any prayer request, any prayer need, if you need any advice, please come forward. We have facilitators that would love to pray with you.
Listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church, we believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming His glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria. There is no